welcome to Subspace with His Little Sophie. I'm Sophie, your effervescent hostess. This is a podcast for subbies by a subbie. This show covers things from the mundane to the sexually charged. So sit back, relax, and join the show. Today's show, we're going to talk about sub-frenzy. I'm going to use sub-frenzy to mean when a submissive or a slave that's somewhat new to the lifestyle but doesn't have a dominant, or a person that did have a dominant, they're no longer with that dominant and have been alone for a little bit of time, and then when they meet another dominant. And like I said, this usually happens with newer submissives or slaves, just for the sheer fact that they are inexperienced, they're new to the lifestyle, they don't know what's what or how to discern who's a faker, quote unquote, and who's for real, quote unquote. Now, being alone is not a fun state, okay? You hear all the time, everyone's looking for the one. They're looking for that special someone. They're looking for that person. And online, we read a profile. This person has taken a little bit of time, perhaps, and figured out what they wanted to say on their profile. Summed themselves up, basically. And then they add a few pictures to a profile. And, oh my gosh, they're going to put mostly what they feel makes them look the best. So, we as submissive or slaves see these profiles, see these pictures, and we get excited. We get like, oh my God, he or she is so hot. Or, ooh, he or she looks so dominant. They look, ooh, look at that. Look at the pictures on their profile. I want them or that person to do that to me. And they get excited. And so you contact that dominant or work out a way that you can meet this dominant. And we don't really know crap about these people. We meet them, we exchange a few emails, and then most likely, often than not, we'll go to online chat or telephone. Now, some people, I'm gonna make a category, and I hate to do this, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna make a category, and I'm gonna call them the fakers. I'm probably gonna get a whole lot of flack about this, but hey, this is my opinion, and this is what I've experienced in my time as a submissive and slave. So I'm gonna just share that with you, and you can make your own thoughts about it. You can reflect on your past or reflect on what you're going through now, and you can just kind of compare and see if this fits your findings. Let's call this category fakers. Okay, well, Sophie, what do you mean by a faker? I'm gonna call a faker that type of person who sits at their computer, has this, they are just dominant online. They are not dominant at all in their life, any way, shape, or form. They do not live the lifestyle, but they say they live the lifestyle. But then they give you a whole bunch of stories of why it's, you know, well, it's complicated. They always say something like, well, it's complicated. And it'll be a whole bunch of cock and bull stories, excuses, and things that don't really, if you were in your right mind, if you weren't so excited just to be meeting someone, that you probably would be like, oh my God, you're so full of shit. But you don't see that, because at some point you've slipped over into the sub-frenzy zone, and your sense of good judgment kind of took a back seat to the horny person inside you, you know, or the playful person inside of you. So sense and reason's in the back seat, and horny, submissive, sub-frenzy person's in the front seat saying, shut the fuck up, I want to get laid, or shut the fuck up, I want to play, you know. And but what about, we don't listen. So we don't, we explain things away. Well, he's not married, but, you know, he works a lot. You know, that very well may be the case, that you do have a dominant that does have a job that is very demanding. I'm talking about the people that have 3 to 5 excuses why they can't have pictures on the internet, why you can't have a meet, why they can't talk late at night, why you can't see their house, you know, for, you know, from the cam, you know, you can't see them doing the mundane. Why? It's usually because they're hiding things. And, okay, I'm not going to put down the people that, okay, are online dominants and online submissives because they're in their real life, they are married and they don't get to fulfill those roles in real life and probably won't be able to due to certain circumstances. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the people that hide it. I'm talking about the fake people that lie just to see you send them some pictures of your cunt or your cock, that lie just to say they got some internet online person jumping through hoops and playing with themselves for them, you know. That kind of person is what I'm talking to. I'm not talking about the people that fully disclose their situation to the person that they're dealing with online. Okay, so I just wanted to clear that up. I'm talking about the people that just want to beat off to you and really not take any of the responsibilities, not meet you, not do anything really. Or if they do want to meet you, they just want to fuck you and then that's it. And they really have no intention of a long-term relationship with you. So, we're going to say the fakers. Okay, now, how do I know the difference? Okay, well, if you're in sub-frenzy, number one, you're going to have to take a deep breath. You're going to have to realize, you're going to have to self-reflect and say, am I, okay, a little bit out of control? Am I overlooking reason? Let me step back for a second, calm down, and look at my situation clearly. Okay, yes, we all want to be loved. We all want to be held. It's a human basic need, you know? It is a human basic need to be touched, to want to love and be loved, to belong. And so, but you need to make sure that you don't cast your pearls before swine. I guess that's a biblical reference. No, man did not mean it to be a biblical reference, but I'm kind of trying to say, don't give the best to something that's not worthy of your best. Do you understand? So we need to slow down because when you're in that state of mind, you can be taken advantage of. I certainly most definitely was. I'll give you an example from my life. These are painful to share, but I will share them just because I'm not going to even say it's so much painful because it is. I'm over it, but it's embarrassing to realize that, you know, I also experienced this. I came into the lifestyle, you know, I had told you guys before that I had these swinger friends, and then they told me to go to alt. So I get on alt, and I have no idea of how to meet someone or to start to do this. So they say, okay, match yourself up with someone. Put in what you like, put in all your little factors, what you're into, what you're not into, what you're looking for, your area, the area you're looking for, or whatever. Then you put search, and then a list of dominant people will show up. Now, if you put, it didn't matter what their sex was, you'll have male and female mixed in there. At the time, I particularly preferred a male. So, all these men came up. Okay, well, I'm a writer. I'm a communicator. I write poetry. I'm very artistic and creative. I do a lot of things with my hands. And I was looking for someone, a lover of my soul and my spirit. So, I wanted someone who had the similar qualities. So, I meet this one gentleman, and what I did was, I read his profile, and his profile had an awesome poem on it. Okay, so some of these guys will do this. It had an awesome poem on it, and it said he was a writer, and he had all these stances, and just these positions, political positions, and all these different thoughts, and I thought, oh wow, he's cool, and not to mention, he was cute. He wasn't drop dead gorgeous or hot, okay? Because I wasn't looking for a superstar. I was trying to find a real person. And that person didn't necessarily have to be hot because I'm all about quality. I'm not about, you know, the superficial. So I thought, okay, this guy sounds kind of cool. So I was like, okay, I want to contact this guy. I want to say something to him. I want to stick out. I want to seem different than everyone else. So I wrote him a poem. Not nothing gushy, like, oh, I want to sex you up or anything like that. But I wrote him something, a poem, something, you know, very poetic to perhaps catch his attention. And I sent it out there. And lo and behold, a couple hours later, he sent me a letter back. Okay, so then this letter we started having some type of poetry. I don't even know how it happened, but we were having this poetry email volley. He'd write something, I'd write something, he'd write something. And I'm getting excited because I'm like, oh my God, he's dominant, he's cute, he's smart. You know, he knows how to put a sentence together. Oh my God, he has a vocabulary. You know, wow. He has a you know, it said something about his job and all this kind of stuff. I was like, he has a job? Nice. Okay, you know, so I'm getting all excited and all his kinks of some of the things that I was interested in or whatever seemed to match up. So we did this for maybe 3 days at the most, you know, give or take the time in between emails or whatever. And so I asked him, you know, can we chat or is there a way that we can, you know, did he have an MSN or a Yahoo or whatever? And he was like, yeah, he would like to do that. So we go and we go over to that forum. Okay, in that, I think it was Yahoo because I think it had photo sharing at that point. So at this particular moment, we go and we share photos. Okay, so we've been having this flirtatious exchange for a few days now. So when we show pictures, of course, I'm still trying to get him to be interested in me because at some point in my mind, I was thinking I would like to be his submissive. So, of course, you're going to show your little sexy pictures, little pictures that you know to try to catch their attention and turn them on or whatnot. And, of course, these guys are skilled. Okay, he has me on this little hook. You know, now all he has to do is reel it in. So, he says something to the effect of he wanted to see more or that was very juicy, tasty. I don't know. He said it in such a way that got me to the point where, you know, I wanted to show him, quote unquote, those sets of pictures. You know, now, okay, don't get me wrong. I have a couple of levels of these pictures, but I just don't show those pictures to anyone. Okay, well, I don't now. I didn't either. I did have standards then, you know, but I showed him, okay, level one set of those pictures, you know, the tits or whatever, and of course, you know, I tried to entice him with the nipple rings and, you know, show off the tattoo, you know, just kind of just try to, you know, get him interested, of course, which he was. Okay, so we have these conversations. So basically we do that for a couple of days, flirt more flirt. Okay, then somehow they start calling you their girl. I don't know how they work it in, but they start calling you their girl somehow, or just making references to that, and you get really excited. And then they say something like, you can call me master or call me sir. They start giving you little orders or something like that. So you're just like, okay, so you're with it because you so want to be dominated and you so want to be belong to someone, and you know, all of that. So then he's like, you know, they start trying to take the liberty of being your master, and it's so ass backwards. You don't know this person, you don't know anything about them. All it is you got your dick hard and your cunt is wet from, you know, a little bit of cyber flirting or whatever, but you are getting excited. You have done nothing but think about this person all the time. You've gone to work, you're thinking about it, you can't wait to get home. Your life is so much more exciting. You're just like, ooh, you're telling your friends about this person. It is really, you've only known this person 5 days. I only knew this person 5 days. You know, it's kind of like how it goes. And then they want to see the second set of pictures. Okay, you're like, okay, you're not a slut because this person is basically, practically, almost your master. So you show them that set of pictures. And, oh my God, at one point in my life, I had a lot of them. I was, like, in love and enamored of my own cunt or something. So I had, like, a lot of pictures. I've since deleted them because, you know, I don't need those anymore. But, there was a time when I was a lot more bold and a lot more daring. And yeah, so I would just show anyone, this is my gun, this is my gun, this is my gun. Look at my gun. Look at it, it's tight, ain't it? I was proud of my cunt. It's a good looking cunt. And of course, I've always showed the best features. I showed it when it was freshly shaved and, you know, it was moisturized with lotion. Everything was all no ashy bits anywhere, you know. So, and it was the best shave job I ever had. So, you know, I had to take a photo of it. Of course, I've not particularly been able to achieve that level of shaving again because I don't know which razor I use, but I think I used a 5-blade. But anyhow, I digress. I took pictures of it when it was like the best shave ever. Every bit of hair was gone. So I started showing these out. And then this guy, so it moves into kind of a cyber type of situation. And of course, I cyber with this guy or whatever, you know, because I'm horny at the same time. You know, this guy is fucking with my mind. And I'm in a situation where I'm not using my best judgment. Okay, so it goes on. Then he starts filling my head up with kind of all kinds of shit. So I'm to the point where I'm like, okay, well, let's make a date. Let's get together. Let's do something. And then excuses start coming out. Okay? And sometimes after this point, when you start asking stuff like that, they disappear. Or they keep putting you off. Some people, you know, they'll string along for almost a year because they've got you. They've done whatever. But in my particular situation, I guess I must have had a moment of clarity, because I'm like, wait a minute, I just sent you I don't know how many fucking pictures of my ass, tits, and cunt, and you're now being kind of evasive. So at that point, warning flags go up, and I really, you know, it comes to find out that he was a faker, because I don't know, I can't quite remember how I put the moves on to make him do proof of life, but I started demanding proof of life, you know, because I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck? I'll never be able to run for president. My cunt is all over the internet. So, and no, you can't Google Sophie's cunt and see a picture of that. So it probably won't happen. So, but it got to the point where this guy, you know, I confronted him and he like disappeared. And I was just like, fuck, I can't believe I did that. You know, I can't believe I went through that situation. And it happened maybe one or two more times because I was totally inexperienced. I had not gone to munches. I had not gone to a munch. I had not, did not have a mentor. I was out there all by myself. And my swinger friends would seem to be successful at doing this, but why did I suck at it? So, sub frenzy, that highly excitable period of time when you first discover the lifestyle and who you are and what you want, and can be a volatile time. It can be a scary time. It can be a time where you lose your good judgment and common sense that you usually have. And I'm gonna say, don't do like Sophie did, or if you're doing like Sophie did, you know, get a reality check. Okay, get yourself out of it and start looking for someone real. If you're on any online forums, you can read about people like, I just met my master. I'm owned by him. I'm collared by him. You know, and you've only known him 1 week. You know, you have a cyber collar. Okay? And like I said, you know, these are not really good things. You got to be careful of who you submit to. Because, okay, everybody goes, submission is a gift. Submission is a gift. Okay, it is a gift that you give to someone. But I, you know, I think it's an act of love. I think submission is an act of love. You know, because you're giving yourself, you're giving trust, you're giving everything. And you may be genuine, but there are a lot of ingenuine, disgenuine, whatever, not genuine people out there that will take advantage of your beautiful servitude. Well, that'll be all for today, guys, and I'll see you guys again next time. You have been listening to Subspace with His Little Sophie. Once again, I would like to thank you for joining us today, and I hope to see you again next time.